Michael Brown, the Trump administration says it's moving to conduct interviews of immigrants seeking asylum within one calendar day. Asylum officers usually wait about 48 hours to interview and hear the case of an immigrant who has been detained after crossing into the United States. The policy change, first reported on BuzzFeed News, said advocates believe the move is expected to give immigrants less time to prepare for their interviews or recover from dangerous journeys. The Incredible Fear interview is an initial screening where immigrants must show there is a compelling chance they will be persecuted or can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. The U.S. returns a group of asylum seekers to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. Get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
10 migrants who crossed the border Monday seeking asylum in the United States were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico Tuesday to await processing of their applications. Nuevo Laredo, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande across from Laredo, Texas, becomes the fourth Mexican border city in the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The other Mexican cities where migrants are being sent to await U.S. asylum processing are Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Several civil rights organizations have sued the U.S. government over the migrant protection protocols. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Trump says he will no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington after the key envoy disparaged him as incompetent. British officials are scrambling to find the source of a leak of Kim Darroch's diplomatic cables from Washington to his homeland. The leaked cables were intended for senior British ministers and civil servants, but officials believe the leaker will be found among British politicians or officials, not a foreign government. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States said that its arms sale to Taiwan is aimed at promoting peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, and Washington is not changing its one-China policy. China has demanded the U.S. cancel the sale after the State Department approved a request by Taiwan to purchase an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment. A State Department official told VOA the approved sale is consistent with U.S. law and policy. The potential deal has angered China, Taiwan's bitter cross-strait rival. A federal appeals court says President Trump can't ban critics from his Twitter account. We get more on that story from the AP's Shelley Adler.
A three-judge panel has agreed with a lower court judge who said President Trump violates the First Amendment when he blocks critics. The ruling came in a case brought by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. It had sued on behalf of seven people blocked by the president after they criticized his policies. The appeals court said the First Amendment does not permit a public official using a social media account to exclude people from an otherwise open online dialogue because they disagree with the official. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Tuesday at a news conference that legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more on that story.
The extradition bill that's thrown Hong Kong into a violent crisis is dead. That's according to Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Tuesday, who also admitted the government's handling of it had been a total failure.
So my sincere plea is, please give us an opportunity, the time, the room, for us to take Hong Kong out of the current impasse.
Lam's latest attempt to get protesters off the street is also falling flat. Activists quickly shrugged off her comments, doubling down on demands that it's officially withdrawn.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. A federal judge ruled the U.S. Justice Department cannot change its legal team as it looks for ways to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court ruled in June against the question, but officials say President Trump is determined to make the citizenship question part of the 2020 population count. A building under construction collapsed in southern India early Wednesday, killing one person, injuring nearly a dozen others. The victims include construction workers sleeping in the building with their families. So far, five people have been rescued and search teams are looking for more survivors. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
With all the latest hits right here on VOA1.